Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is hit by the pitch. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carcoviche. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Carcoviche steals second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dotson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gagne for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Lombardozzi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bush reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Bean reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Smalley scores. Bean moves to third. Salas moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Pete Filson now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Karkoviche is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bean hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Davidson pinch hits for Randy Bush. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Davidson reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bean for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boston strikes out. There goes Karkoviche. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Cangalosi. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Portugal now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.